In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join the quest. In history we'll be.
Welcome, seekers of the unknown, to a spine-tingling episode of Italy's History Mysteries. I'm your guide, Luca, and today we venture into the shadows of superstition to a small Italian town named Colobraro, where whispers of a curse linger in the air. But there's a twist. We'll unravel this mystery alongside a weird modern myth you might know, saying Beetlejuice 3 times. Did you know there is a little town nestled in the south of Italy called Colobraro? It is a town that not a lot of people talk about or visit. It has a spooky reputation. If you say its name out loud, you will have very bad luck. But how did this small town's name become the subject of myths and mysteries? And what can it teach us about the power of names and beliefs? The tale begins a long time ago, back in 1940, when the town mayor, Don Biagio Virgilio, was visiting a nearby village and became angry when the townspeople would not believe what he said. He yelled, "May this chandelier fall down if I'm not telling the truth." And what do you think happened? Yes! The chandelier crashed to the ground and smashed into 1,000 pieces. The townspeople were very scared and thought there had to be witchcraft involved. Soon, the villagers around the little town began to talk, saying that Colobraro was a very unlucky place and that just mentioning the name of the town, Colobraro, was like casting a spell. But it wasn't just bad luck that people feared. There were rumors of even stranger things happening. Stories of weird happenings, from plates and dishes moving on their own to unexplained noises and misfortunes. Families of past Colobraro residents speak of tales of witches and wizards, as well as the Masciari, who were powerful women who controlled their village through magical arts, casting curses and brewing potent spells. But what truly connects Colobraro and Beetlejuice is the power of words and beliefs. Both tales remind us that fear and curiosity can change simple names into powerful symbols. Yet, there's humor to be found in this spooky story. Colobraro isn't really full of bad luck, and there aren't witches and wizards roaming the streets. In fact, the town has a big summer festival that celebrates these old stories and invites people from all over the world to visit and see for themselves. How about you, young adventurer? Are you brave enough to visit this little town in the hills of southern Italy and say the word Colobraro? Thank you for joining me, Luca, on this bewitching adventure through Italy's history mysteries. Remember, whether it's a cursed town or a ghostly challenge, the power of stories help us connect with people from all over the world. Until next time, keep whispering those names if you dare, keep asking questions, and stay curious. Goodbye, young explorers!
Italy's History Mysteries is a production of Sentere Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero. Voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher. And original music by Matt Welch.